Jack Dab, he jumped so high, broke his head against the sky. And when it snowed and when it rained, old Jack Dab came down again.
Memory always makes things better or worse. It never tells the truth. Yet I remember clearly when it began. The time, the place. That was never the difficulty. It's more why it's still here, and if it will ever go away.
Old Jack Dab was gathered up, put together in a wooden tub, and when it snowed and when it rained, old Jack Dab came alive again.
Tapping by Colin Hayden Evans, with Siobhan Redmond as Janie and Mark Bonner as Tom.
Ah, see there now. You came round the side of that hill first time I saw you. 9 years.
You always say that. Each time I come up here.
I like to say it.
It came to be on my own, with no more than sandwiches and a building society account, and found a wife.
And you always say that. Anyway, it was me that found you. You wouldn't recognise a wife if she were jumping up and down waving.
That's more or less what you were doing.
I was stacking hay, young man. There was no one else to do it.
It was a good day, Janie. For me.
I'll make bannocks tomorrow. You like them?
Look, you can just see the ferry. Oh, screw your eyes up. Oh, we might get that seed catalogue. Why do you never want anything delivered?
We're better on our own. I don't care for people turning up when you don't know they're coming.
We don't know anyone.
Tom? It started again, hasn't it?
Nothing's started. It's not been away.
Better, though, recently. It seemed that way to me.
It's got louder.
Like before? Much the same, then?
It doesn't change.
You need to let it out more. I've always said that. What should we do then?
When?
On our anniversary. What shall we do? Bannocks with butter and jam? And what else?
Isn't too much we can do, is there? There's only going for walks.
You don't mind living here, Tom?
It's everything I want.
Miles from things. It's better, isn't it? So you said.
Easier.
Huh.
I forgot to get you a present.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
I wanted to, though. You'll have got me something.
Mm-hmm. You've been watching me knit it all winter.
I meant to when I was in Ullapool.
I have an idea. For a gift.
Well, go on, then.
You have to make a promise.
I never like it when you do that.
It'll be the best thing you could ever give me.
Well, there's only what's left of the sheep money. That won't go far.
This'll not cost you money, lad.
All right, I promise.
Come on, then.
That isn't fair, Janie. It's not.
It's never been fair. Not on you. Not on me.
It was a trick.
It was a way of asking. A way of helping. Anyway, you promised.
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
It'll go away then. I know it will. Believe that now. Say her name. Out loud.
No.
Her first name then. Start with just her first name.
Jack Dab came down.
Anne Stroud.
How old? How old was she, Tom?
Older. Older than me. I was 6, thereabouts. I'll tell you how it sounds. I'll tell you that, but not any more than that. Oh, please, Janie, let me just tell you how it sounds.
Right, right. Just how it sounds.
Gathered up, put together in the wood and tub, and when it snowed and when it rained, old Jack Dab came alive again.
My father loved the workshop. The wood, the smell of things.
I was only allowed in when he was there. Oh, it was only a game. Meant to be. Climb through the window, they said. The other boys. At night, with supper over. Bet you daren't. So I did. Did what they dared me. I knew she was there. But I was trying so hard not to think about it. It was difficult to know what it all meant. Then, anyway.
A soft tapping. It wasn't loud.
It seemed louder. At night. It was her, all right.
Anne.
Oh, there's no point to all this. There's no point, is there? You know that.
You're talking about it, Tom. It's coming out, even if it's on tiptoe. And that's good.
I don't want it out. For Christ's sake, woman, I don't want it out.
The wood, the smell of things. Moving down the wall, hung chisels, hammers like fingers along my back. And then, there, like turning a small corner and finding a world the size of a box. Dark. And the thinking I was alone quickly turning to the knowing I was not.
Oh, there now, there. Rest against me. I'll keep you safe.
It's more than just being frightened, Jenny.
I know. I know it is. Do you hear it now?
No.
When it starts, squeeze my hand. I won't let anything harm you. You know that.
It was why I first came to this place. To lose the harm. I loved the skies. Big and always moving. Lying on my back in the grass, it seemed as if there was no real edge to things. The clouds fell over the rim of the eyes, and if I didn't follow and held the comfort tight, I could easily pretend that's all there was, or ever could be. Everything endlessly passing. She wasn't pretty, Janie. Didn't need to be. On her wedding night she said, "I've been waiting for you so long, my man." And never did I feel a place so much a home. But it didn't stop that. It didn't stop that. I had thought it might.
Ah, you weren't cut out for the merchant marine, young Tom. Did you know that?
It had crossed my mind.
You should always have been doing what you are now. Should have come home sooner.
I didn't know I had a home. Never felt I had, anyway.
It was waiting for you. I was waiting for you. Didn't know what you looked like, but I knew you'd come one day.
Isn't that what the women's magazines say?
Why did your father not want you to take over the family business?
I've told you about that. He knew I'd make a mess of it.
Oh, you'd have been good at burying people. You've got the look.
Old Jack Dab was gathered up, put together in the wood and tub, and when it snowed and when it rained, old Jack Dab came alive again.
Eat your cake.
Why did you never marry before I came along?
Only one fella inquired. And he was daft. I didn't want to make do. I wanted the right one. I knew it'd come. And you did, didn't you?
How did you know, though? How did you know I was the right one?
Oh, I saw this young boy with eyes hard, staring, running as fast as his small legs could go, then hiding on a hill over the house, waiting for the morning that would make it all seem changed and good again.
How did you know all that?
You talk in your sleep something dreadful. It's difficult not to know, though I'd rather have the rest myself.
You're very strong, Janie, but not strong enough to help. You never see that.
Is that a fact, then?
You can't help. No one can.
That's why you married me, lad. Oh, yes, that's why you wed, all right. You needed sanctuary, forgiveness, at someone else's hands. You could never do it for yourself. You sought me out.
What do I say in my sleep?
They're not bedtime stories, Tom. It all starts the same. The rest sometimes changes. Your father's workshop, I think. Would that be right? You go on a bit about that. Tools and things on the walls. You seem always to be holding on to the walls. You never rightly cross the room. It's dark, but you know where you're going. So it feels as if you don't want to, maybe. After that, I can't be sure.
It was a dare.
Your father?
No. Kids. Friends. I was never allowed in the workshop. That's where my father... They made the boxes there. They dared me to go in. At night.
The coffins. Use the proper word, Tom. The coffins. They'd buried the girl? Anne? They'd buried her?
They were going to. The next day, she was still there. She was in a box. A coffin.
Who killed her, then?
Killed her? No one killed her. No one killed her, Janie. She had a... I think it was meningitis. They may not have called it that. I don't remember. It all happened so long ago. One day she was at school and then... No one killed her.
And then you heard...
A tapping. Well, it needn't have been the box. It might have been...
In your sleep, she calls you.
No. She never does that. Janie, I swear she never does that.
She does, Tom.
No, never.
Lad, I'm trying to help.
I have to feed the...
No, you'll not get to the door. Not this time. This time you will face it. Do you hear me?
Janie, for God's sake, let me be.
It'll only take the once, you see.
No! I'm sorry, Janie. Shouting and all that.
Dafty.
I shouldn't have.
Who else is there to bawl at, then? We're on our own, aren't we? You and me, together. We hurt ourselves long before we get round to doing it to others, I reckon. How else would we know how? You were shouting at yourself. The Tom you keep locked up. The Tom you'll never let me see. He's the one.
I want him seen.
No, you don't.
Janie, I do. I swear it.
Swear on what, though? Swear on what, Tom? On wishes and maybes and what tomorrow might bring. You're always doing that. You're good at that, putting things off. Swear on what is most precious to you, then.
On your life. I swear on that.
That'll do.
I can't go down there.
It's only the root cellar, you pudding.
I won't fit.
There's only tatties in there. Of course you'll fit.
I won't, Janie. I know I won't.
Put your knees to your chin, that's all.
But why lock it? I mean, there's
Listen to me now. This thing. It's only going to come out of you the same way it went in. Tom, do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, you've got so much shame about all this, you don't rightly know where you are. Am I wrong? Look, you say you hear the tapping each night.
Well, you know I do.
But I don't. I don't hear it at all. So what does that mean then? Tom, it means it's on the inside, doesn't it? In your head. Has to be. Otherwise, I would hear it. Tom, you can't go on running. Not for a whole life. Not and expect me to keep up with you. I won't do it. Now's the time to stop and let it come to you.
By doing this.
Put yourself in her position. Feel as she must have. Trapped with someone out there able to save her life. And then hearing the door slam as they ran. And if she came through that night, feel what it must have been like the next morning. The sound of the earth on the lid above her face, the last thing she would ever hear. Go through it, Tom. It's only your own blame you have to face. What's done is done. Maybe somewhere she'll come to see how you felt too. It's charity we're talking about here, lad. You for yourself.
I can't see how it can work. That's all. It makes no sense.
You can't run when you're in there. That's the sense. Go on.
I won't be able to stay down there long. It's too small.
It won't take long. I'll be here. I'll be here all the time.
All right. You'll let me out. If I say so.
It's in your head, remember? That's all. There's nothing down there with you, Tom. Only yourself. I'll be here all the time.
Janie? Are you there?
Of course I'm here, you muffin. Where else would I be?
What do I do now?
You tell me.
What do I say?
What happened that night? Everything, as it was.
I'll tell you what I can.
No. Everything, Tom. On my life, remember. This time you swore.
I thought she was dead. That's why they dared me to go into the workshop when there was a dead one. I'd never done that before. The doctor said she was. I don't understand how he... She must have heard me. It was just a tapping. They'd screwed the lid down. They always did that the night before. At first I thought it was the lads outside trying to scare me. I thought that all along. I wanted to, really. Until I heard her. Only just heard. The doctor had said she was dead. It wasn't my fault. I ran. Caught my head in the line of washing my mother had left out. Ran all the way to the hill above the house. You couldn't hear anything there. I thought, if you can't hear it, it can't be happening. I kept wishing everything would stay dark. Then the morning came. I told my mother I felt ill, and she told my father I was upset and I shouldn't go to the funeral. I couldn't go. I couldn't be sure it had stopped. Do you see? Janie!
I'm here.
I thought you weren't. Well, why didn't you say something?
You could have let her out. Saved her. You could have. Easily. What was it you wanted me to say then?
I don't know.
Say it's getting better. That I won't hear it again. I only believe it when you say it.
You'll never hear it again.
Jenny?
Oh, dear man. It's not Janie. It was never Janie. I swear to you. It'll not take long, though. It will only seem that way. There's really nothing I can do.
Anne? Anne?
No. No. No.
No.
I had waited all those years for him to come, to tell me of that time. A time heard, but never seen. I died because he pretended, and so did not properly die at all. If there is no proper release then, at the passing of your breath, there is no release ever. I do not say I understand. Only that is how it is. His time will come. In some future he will snare another, as I did him. And they too, in turn. Who then is not ever tapping on a box of someone else's making? And who is it that is not pretending he cannot hear? Already I find it difficult to remember his face. The screaming stops first. The throat closes around it, cutting it off. Something else takes its place, quieter, less like a person. That's how it would be now. His hands twice their size, nails ragged, black, arms spent through begging pity from the wood. And in the end, the fingers trembling against the floor, as if tapping.
Old Jack Dab, he jumped so high, he broke his head against the sky. And when it snowed and when it rained, old Jack Dab came down again.
In Tapping by Colin Hayden Evans, Siobhan Redmond was Janie, Mark Bonner Tom, and Alison Pettit the little girl. The director was David Blount.
Old Jack Dab was gathered up, put together in a wooden tub, and when it snowed and when it rained, old Jack Dab came alive again.